Cape Talk, the finance week that was.
That's right, Mr. Sikonathi Mantshantsha. A very good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Kino. Good morning, Cape Town.
Good morning. Now, let's talk about the economy, hey? We will turn our economy around. We will turn it around whether people like it or not, says Cyril Ramaphosa. Just be patient. We're just trying to figure out how to.
It's not a laughing matter, you know. Cyril Ramaphosa spoke at a Women's League, ANC Women's League event earlier this week, and said, and he told them, listen here, we will turn this economy around whether people like it or not. I don't know who wouldn't like the economy being turned around to perform. But he says, we will create jobs. We will make sure that this economy grows. He forgot to tell them how this will be done and actually when it will be done. We've been waiting, Kino, for quite a while, eh? Mm-hmm. And we're going the other way instead. The president seems to be clueless now, seems to have run out of ideas completely, or at least he's not even trying to implement the decisions that must be made in order to achieve that which he desires. He just threatens, we will turn this economy around, we will create jobs, we will change this situation for the better. How, Mr. President, when you are just now you have indeed signed a law that forces banks to write off debts to people who really couldn't manage their affairs, you are actually making it impossible for banks to extend credit to low-income earners, because you say once these guys have got X amount of debt, we can write it off. Thank you very much. 13 billion rand to 20 gone from the banks. Thank you very much. Nobody's going to extend credit to low-income earners. But we will turn this economy around. We just have to destroy all confidence first.
Yeah, no, and we'll have the discussion on the bullet train. Anyway, let's talk about the revolving door at state-owned entities, companies. It swings even faster as PRASA's Dries van der Walt also quits. That makes it 10 executives.
Absolutely. 10 executives that have left Eskom, South African Airways, PRASA. PRASA has been, since February this year, PRASA has been particularly hit hard. You not only have lost 5 executives, including the 6th acting chief executive officer in the last 4 years. Let's repeat that. Chief executive officer number 6 since 2015 left PRASA this year. And Dries van der Walt was the chief executive of the passenger railway agency of Metro Rail, that he quit on the 31st of July and said, thank you very much, I've had enough, 29 years here. And of course, he doesn't want to talk about it, but we know what's going on there. All the executives are being patched. There's another Dudumyeni by the name of Kanyisi Lekweyama, who has taken over South African Airways. PRASA. Absolutely clueless in terms of running railways. Absolutely clueless. What is happening is that 5 executives have now left in the last 6 months alone. That brings you 10, because you've just lost 10 across the state-owned families. You've lost the post office's Mark Bunce. You've lost Kaya Evuya Chakane of South African Airways. You've also lost Phakamane Hatebe. And this, since February, means 10 chief executives and all senior executives at the state-owned companies that Cyril Ramaphosa needs to turn this economy around are living in droves, and the companies are struggling. PRASA has only able to deliver 41% on-time trains this past financial year. 41%, only 41% of the times do PRASA trains arrive on time as scheduled. And you should know what happens, you know, to the people that ride trains. And this is the cheapest form of service that goes to ordinary workers, what the politicians call the poorest of the poor. You can't get them to work now.
Yeah, but don't worry.
41% of the time.
Don't worry.
But we will turn the economy around. We will create these jobs.
Absolutely. Now we're going to turn the economy around. We're going to make sure we create more jobs. We're going to make sure that there's a 3.2% growth in our economy. We just don't know how the heck we're going to do it. Anyway, just going back to that. So there's been no honor. The Gupta's Sue Iqbal survey. No. The Gupta's Sue Iqbal survey and Daniel Machila for 1 billion rand. While survey says that the PIC is to blame for investing 4.3 billion rand in his company, IO Technologies. Are you kidding me?
You couldn't really make this up if you tried. But there's indeed no honor among thieves. And of course, there are no thieves here. But hey, there's still no honor among thieves. Iqbal Survey is being sued by the Gupta family together with Daniel Machila in his personal capacity. Because Iqbal Survey and the PIC, according to the Guptas, they blocked them, the Guptas, buying 50% of independent newspapers all those years ago. And the Guptas say, we even contributed 11 million rand of our own money for the fees. And these guys blocked us. Guess what? Guess whose money this was being stolen, by the way, or taken to do all of these things? It was the pensions of public officials under the management of the Public Investment Corporation. And the Gupta say, we want our 50% of independence, and that is worth a billion rand.
So imagine what would have happened if the Guptas actually got independent media. I mean, it would be hard to think that they'd be in a worse position than they currently are, but that would have been a fact.
Well, they probably would have been in a worse position. Anyway, the Guptas want their 50%. They say Iqbal Survey blocked them with the help of Daniel Machila. And, of course, this was going to be bought with money from the Public Investment Corporation, monies that belong to the pensions of public servants, people, men and women in uniform who work for the government and the civil servants. There is indeed no honor among thieves. Then Iqbal Survey says, the PAC was stupid enough to not read our pre-listing statement. They only believed what we told them, and they invested 4.3 billion rand. That's their problem.
I can't wait for your new book, A Looter Continually. Hey, come on, write it. Write it, Sikonathi. Charlotte Kilbane will be the first one to buy it.
I am a fangirl.
Stop distracting me. IO Technologies goes to the Public Investment Corporation and he says, we need to list this company and we need you to invest the pensions of civil servants, 4 billion rand of it, into this company. But don't believe a word we say. Just read our pre-listing statement. And the PIC, of course, believed everything he said. He now says in court, when the PIC is trying to claw back its 4.3 billion rand, guess what? The value of the company now is only 2.3 billion rand. The PIC invested 4.3 billion rand to buy only a 30% stake.
Oh, my word.
100% of the company is today worth 2.3 billion rand. But Iqbal Survey in court paper says, yeah, you should not have just believed what we said. You should have read the pre-listing statement because we made all these disclosures there.
But Sikonathi Mantshantsha, thank you very much for that. Associate Editor at Scorpio, the Daily Mavericks Investigative Unit.